Imagine your application as a city. Traditional monolithic architecture is like a massive skyscraper, impressive but inflexible. When you need to update one floor, the entire building needs renovation. Microservices transform this into a vibrant neighborhood of specialized buildings, each independently maintained and upgraded. This architectural revolution has powered the unprecedented scaling of tech giants like Netflix, Amazon, and Spotify, enabling them to evolve rapidly while maintaining reliability. The core idea is deceptively simple. Break down applications into small, independently deployable services that communicate over networks. But the implications are profound, touching everything from team structure to technology choices and deployment strategies. Microservices are defined by purpose and independence, not size. Each should be independently deployable and focused on a specific business domain. They function as black boxes that hide internal workings while exposing functionality through interfaces like APIs. This information hiding creates loose coupling. Services can change internally without disrupting dependent services. Monoliths are units of deployment where all functionality deploys together. They aren't inherently flawed. Systems like Etsy's early architecture and Basecamp have succeeded as monoliths. Single-process monoliths package all code into one deployable unit, offering advantages in debugging and monitoring. Modular monoliths divide the application into separate modules for independent work but unified deployment. Companies like Shopify have scaled effectively with this approach. The problematic pattern is the distributed monolith, multiple services requiring coordinated deployment. These combine the disadvantages of distributed systems, network latency, complex debugging, with those of monoliths, tight coupling, all-or-nothing deployments. As organizations grow, monoliths create delivery contention when multiple teams need to change the same code or deploy at different times. For new projects or smaller teams, however, a well-structured monolith often remains a preferable starting point. Modern tooling has made microservices more accessible than ever before. Log aggregation systems like ElkStack collect logs across services for centralized analysis. Imagine troubleshooting an issue across dozens of services without seeing their logs in one place. Nearly impossible. Distributed tracing tools like Jaeger track requests as they flow through multiple services, revealing critical timing information and dependency patterns. Containers have revolutionized microservice deployment, providing lightweight isolation for service instances. Docker ensures consistent environments from development to production, while Kubernetes orchestrates container deployment across machines, handling complex tasks like service discovery and load balancing. Streaming technologies like Apache Kafka facilitate necessary data sharing between services. As organizations move from monolithic databases toward real-time operations, Kafka's ability to handle large-scale data movement becomes invaluable. It's like the nervous system of a microservice architecture, transmitting events that keep services coordinated without tight coupling. Public cloud providers offer managed services that dramatically reduce operational overhead. Serverless platforms like AWS Lambda and Azure Functions abstract away infrastructure entirely, handling on-demand instance provisioning automatically. For many organizations, these managed services make microservices practical when they otherwise wouldn't be. Microservices deliver their greatest value at scale. Technology heterogeneity enables teams to select optimal tools for specific functions. Node.js for interfaces, Java for calculations, or Python for data processing, enhancing both performance and developer productivity. System resilience improves as microservices create natural bulkheads, preventing cascading failures. Like a compartmentalized ship, damage to one section doesn't sink the entire vessel. Netflix pioneered this architecture, allowing them to lose entire services without users noticing as alternative pathways automatically took over. Uber demonstrates this approach with separate microservices handling payments, driver matching, routing, and notifications. When improving their routing algorithm, they can update just that service without affecting payment processing or other systems, accelerating innovation while reducing risk. Scaling becomes more precise and economical as resources target exactly where needed rather than scaling an entire monolith. Gilt evolved from a single Rails application to over 450 microservices specifically to handle flash sale traffic spikes. Deployment risk decreases as changes affect smaller system portions. Problems can be quickly isolated to specific services, making rollbacks straightforward. This ability to rapidly deliver new functionality while containing risk enables Amazon to deploy code thousands of times daily. Despite their benefits, microservices introduce significant complexity. Developer experience often suffers as services multiply. Resource-intensive runtimes limit how many microservices can run on a single developer machine. Technology overload becomes a risk as teams adopt different languages, runtimes, and databases for each service. Reporting grows more complex when data scatters across multiple logically isolated schemas. Solutions include streaming for real-time reporting or publishing data into central reporting databases. Monitoring and troubleshooting become more challenging. Unlike monoliths with binary up-down states, microservice architectures require understanding the impact of individual service failures. Security considerations change as more information flows over networks rather than within a single process. This increases vulnerability to observation in transit and man-in-the-middle attacks. Testing becomes exponentially more difficult as the scope of end-to-end tests expands across multiple deployed services. Perhaps most challenging is data consistency. Database transactions can't easily provide the same safety in distributed systems, and distributed transactions create more problems than they solve. Organizations must embrace concepts like sagas and eventual consistency, fundamentally changing how they think about data integrity across service boundaries. The fundamental goal of microservices is enabling independent change and deployment. Information hiding is crucial, concealing as many implementation details as possible behind service boundaries. This allows parallel work, improves comprehensibility, and increases flexibility for independent changes. Strong cohesion means grouping functionality so changes can be made in as few places as possible. The guiding principle is the code that changes together stays together. Loose coupling ensures services can change without requiring changes to other services, a fundamental microservice principle. Domain-driven design provides valuable tools for creating service boundaries. Bounded contexts help identify natural boundaries in your business domain, like the warehouse managing inventory while finance handles payments. Aggregates represent domain concepts with identity and lifecycle, like orders or customers. A single microservice should manage related aggregates, controlling their lifecycle and data. Event storming brings technical and non-technical stakeholders together to surface domain models by identifying important domain events, order placed, commands that trigger them, and the aggregates around which they cluster. This collaborative approach ensures service boundaries align with business realities rather than technical convenience. Microservices represent not just a technical architecture, but a different way of thinking about software development, one that embraces change as inevitable. The most successful implementations start small, perhaps breaking off just one service from a monolith, and evolve gradually as teams learn. The goal isn't microservices for their own sake, but creating systems that enable teams to move quickly, safely, and independently. Whether you're considering your first microservice or managing hundreds, focus on the fundamentals: clear service boundaries, independent deployability, and team autonomy. Technology choices matter less than these architectural principles. By embracing microservices thoughtfully, you can build systems that not only scale technically, but also organizationally, allowing your teams and your business to evolve together in harmony.